Next, we're going out to Thousand Oaks, California this morning, the scene of that horrific mass shooting Wednesday night at the Borderline Bar. Alex Stone joining us. Alex, what do we know right now about a motive?
Well, and that's a big question. Still today, same as what we had yesterday morning, but now more than 24 hours into it, and the main focus for police and the FBI is working on that motive. And they say they just don't know. They can't figure out why Ian Long, 28 years old, went into the bar and opened fire. They have not been able to find any motive. They don't think terrorism was a motive in this. When we talked yesterday, the Joint Terrorism Task Force was on scene. They were working it, trying to make sure there was no indication of any sort of terrorist link. They don't see any kind of terrorism link, but beyond that, they don't know. He did have a run-in with law enforcement back in April where he potentially had a PTSD issue. We know he had this 45 caliber Glock, but why the bar? And that's what they can't answer. The bar was not all that close to his house. It's not like it was next door and he had a PTSD issue and went over there and carried it out. He had to drive to the bar, bring the gun there, then begin shooting. They don't know why.
You know, we heard yesterday some of the heartbreaking stories from eyewitnesses, now hearing more from family members of those who didn't make it out.
Yeah, among the confirmed victims now, 23-year-old Justin Meek, a recent graduate from California Lutheran University, the family of 18-year-old Pepperdine student Elena Housley. They're mourning her death, telling about her young life and everything that she had done. Cody Kaufman, only 22 years old, as he walked out the door on Wednesday night to go to college night at the bar, the last thing his dad said to him was, "I love you." And he said his son turned around and said, "I love you, Dad," and closed the door and walked out. And his son is never going to come home.
The area is still numb over this, isn't it?
Well, it's numb. And this morning, the emergency here is there is a massive wildfire that is burning homes all around the crime scene. This is in a crazy morning here. The fire would be a big story on any other day. And there are homes in flames. L.A. County Fire, L.A. City Fire, Ventura County Fire is battling this massive wildfire now. It is windy. There are Santa Ana winds blowing that this county can't take anymore. They've got a mass crime scene and now wildfire all around this area.
All right, Alex, we'll continue to hang in there, and a lot going on, as you just heard Alex mention.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.